Hello and welcome back to another episode of Shadows of Mystery. Today we cover episode 17, The Vanishing of the Sodder Children. We explore some of the most haunting, unsolved, and perplexing mysteries in history. I am your host, and today we are taking a solemn look back at a cold case that has puzzled investigators, captivated writers, and divided theorists for decades. This is the story of the vanishing of the Sodder children. It is a story that begins on Christmas Eve in Fayetteville, West Virginia, in 1945. A story set against the backdrop of a small, tight-knit community in a rapidly changing post-war America. But woven into its details is a mystery that feels larger than life. One that whispers questions and leaves those who explore it asking not just what happened, but why it remains unresolved. Settle in as we step carefully into a story of resilience, unanswered questions, and shadowed truths. The night of the fire, Christmas Eve, is usually a time of joy, warmth, and togetherness. For the Sodder family, this is how it must have initially felt on December 24, 1945. George and Jenny Sodder lived with their 10 children in a two-story timber frame home just outside the town of Fayetteville. George, a successful businessman who owned a trucking company, and Jenny were known for their work ethic, generosity, and fiercely independent spirit. The evening began like countless others. The younger children were excited about the season, staying up late to play with some of their newly gifted toys while Jenny headed upstairs to bed. Five of the Sodder children eventually dozed off in two upstairs bedrooms, unaware of what the night would bring. George and four other family members fell asleep in various parts of the house, as the soft glow of the Christmas tree lightened the home. Shortly after midnight, Jenny woke to an unusual sound. It was described as something hitting the roof, followed by a rolling noise. She paused, listened, and then drifted back to sleep. Within hours, at approximately 1 a.m., she would awaken again, this time to the smell of smoke. A fire had broken out in the home. George and Jenny scrambled to rescue their children. George and four other children managed to escape, but five of the children who had been sleeping upstairs were nowhere to be found. These children were Maurice, Martha, Louis, Jenny, and Betty. Despite George's frantic attempts to re-enter the burning house using a mysteriously missing ladder, he was unable to save them. By sunrise, the Sodder family home was reduced to smoldering ashes. It seemed like tragedy had struck, but what unfolded in the days, months, and years to follow would hold more questions than answers. The Sodders were left grappling with an unbearable loss. But as grief consumed them, peculiar details surrounding the fire began to surface. Witnesses reported strange occurrences on the night of the blaze, a man spotted watching the house intently, a disconnected phone line mysteriously cut, and an unfamiliar object found near the site. These oddities planted seeds of doubt in the family's hearts, leading them to question whether the fire was truly accidental. Determined to uncover the truth, the Sodders embarked on a relentless search for answers, driven by the hope that their missing children might still be alive. The unfolding mystery. One of the most perplexing elements of the Sodder case was the absence of anything resembling human remains. No bones, no trace of the bodies of the five missing children. The fire had been intense. Yet experts later stated that even a fire of this magnitude would not have completely obliterated human bones. It was merely the first of many details that would lead the Sodder family to believe that this was no ordinary tragedy. Theories began to emerge. Questions bubbled to the surface. Witnesses reported strange occurrences. Jenny remembered a peculiar visitor to the home a few weeks before the fire, commenting that their home would go up in smoke because of George's outspoken political views against Benito Mussolini. Others claimed they had seen unfamiliar vehicles parked along the road while the fire blazed. Even more chilling, several people reported seeing the Sodder children alive in various locations in the days after the fire. Then there was the issue of the ladder. George was known to leave a ladder against the side of the house, but it had mysteriously vanished that night and was later found tossed in a ditch some distance away. The family's telephone line was also discovered to have been cut. Tiny details, overlooked in the chaos, began weaving into a bigger picture of what possibly did not add up, one that pointed to foul play. The Sodder family, undeterred by the official explanation of the fire, embarked on a relentless quest for the truth. They refused to accept that their children perished without a trace, and instead followed every lead, no matter how small or improbable. Sightings of the children, strange letters, and cryptic clues fueled their determination. Each new discovery reinforced their belief that something much darker may have occurred that night. Years passed, yet their resolve only deepened. They transformed their grief into an unyielding fight for answers, inspiring others with their courage and unwavering love for their children. Through their efforts, the Sodders became a symbol of perseverance and the pursuit of justice. They faced ridicule, skepticism, and countless dead ends, yet they pressed on, guided by hope and an abiding belief that the truth was worth uncovering, no matter how painful it might be. Their story remains a powerful testament to the strength of the human spirit and the lengths to which people will go for those they love. Decades later, the mystery endures, but so does the legacy of a family's unbreakable bond. The Sodder family's search for answers. What makes this case stand out is the resilience of the Sodder family. George and Jenny refused to accept the official ruling that the missing children had perished in the fire. They believed wholeheartedly that their children had been abducted. Their decades-long search for answers became their life's mission. They erected a billboard along a highway, offering a reward for anyone with information. The haunting images of the children became cemented in the minds of passersby, reminding everyone of the unanswered questions from that fateful Christmas Eve. They pursued leads, consulted investigators, and challenged authorities to reopen the case. One of the most chilling twists came decades later, when Jenny allegedly received a photograph in the mail of a young man who bore a striking resemblance to her missing son, Louis. On the back of the photo was a cryptic note with no return address. Cryptic details like this served only to deepen the mystery. Determined to find the truth, the family never stopped searching. They created billboards, distributed flyers, and even offered a reward for any information that could lead to answers about their children. The Sodders transformed their home into a focal point for their quest, with photographs of the missing children adorning the walls, staring out into a world that might still hold pieces of their story. Their determination inspired countless others, showing what resilience and hope could look like in the face of immense heartbreak. Yet the mysteries endured like shadows stretching across time, refusing to fade. The unanswered question of whether the children had perished or escaped remained at the heart of the family's relentless pursuit. Generations later, their story continues to spark conversations, ignite curiosity, and serve as a poignant reminder of the power of love and the lengths to which a family will go to seek justice and closure. The Sodders' unwavering courage reminds us all to hold on to hope, even in the darkest moments. Lingering questions and theories. To this day, the fate of the Sodder children remains a mystery. Theories abound. Some believe the children were abducted as part of an organized criminal act related to George's adversaries. Others argue that the fire was no accident, but part of a planned cover-up. Skepticism surrounds reported sightings, as well as the photograph Jenny received. It is also worth exploring larger societal questions. What systemic failures allowed this case to remain unresolved? Were biases or limitations in investigative techniques at the time part of the problem? Or was this truly a story of tragedy compounded with conspiracy? Regardless of the answers, one thing remains certain: the resilience of the human spirit in the face of ambiguity and loss. George and Jenny never gave up seeking the truth, believing that their children deserved justice and clarity. Their perseverance serves as a powerful reminder that even when the odds seem insurmountable, the fight for what is right creates ripples of change and awareness for future generations. The strength they displayed is an enduring example of unwavering love and determination. This story also calls attention to the importance of reevaluating unsolved cases with modern tools and perspectives. Advances in forensic science, combined with collective societal awareness, provide hope that the truth can still be uncovered in circumstances like these. By revisiting the past with open minds and improved understanding, we honor those who are lost and reaffirm our commitment to justice and accountability. These efforts not only seek answers, but also ensure that the lessons born from such heartache create pathways for progress. Closing thoughts. Decades have passed since that fateful night, yet the story of the Sauter children continues to haunt those who hear it. It is a story about family, resilience, and the lengths we are willing to go to uncover the truth. Whether you believe in foul play, a tragic accident, or something else entirely, one thing remains certain. Stories like this remind us that mysteries linger, and that the search for answers is sometimes what defines the human experience. Thank you for joining me today on Shadows of Mystery. If today's story has inspired questions or theories of your own, I encourage you to share them. The beauty of exploring these mysteries together is in the conversations we ignite. Stay curious, and until next time, keep seeking the light in the shadows. This has been Episode 17, The Vanishing of the Sauter Children. I will see you next time.